Hello, Aaron.
Yes, hello. Hey, how you
Hi,
doing?
it's Melissa. Good, how are you?
Good, good. What can I do for you?
So I'm going to send you an email, but let me comment on the bottom first. We have a human that we have an authorization for. Apparently, she's supposedly not conscious, but we need a waiver to be signed because the son has a background check that came up with theft like 25 years ago, 26 years ago, a felony. So we have to have the waiver. Now, the thing is that he said that she's not conscious. We don't know how not conscious she is. But the service coordinator, apparently, when she has to get things signed, she goes to the house, tell her sign here, and she signs. So I don't know if she's just demented or
you
that.
You said the service coordinator said that she signs, but we're informed that the client is not conscious.
That's what the son said. Yep, and that's what the service coordinator told us, which to me makes absolutely no sense. And then the other plot twist is
so
that
the
his
POA.
She doesn't have a POA, which again makes us. It just keeps getting worse. Because that's what I figured. We thought that
she can at least have a medical POA that can literally be authorized by a doctor.
So I'm gonna ask the service coordinator to see if she does have one. I don't think she does.
Okay.
We thought it was the son, but the son and the service coordinator said that they're not the POA, that he's not the POA.
Okay.
But the sister of this caregiver does not even want him to take care of the mom, which is another interesting thing. Yeah.
So the sister doesn't want – so the brother and the sister, they don't – obviously, they're not getting along.
Correct.
And she's saying she doesn't want him taking care of the mother, but a waiver needs to be signed for the criminal son.
Correct.
To take care of the mom.
Yep.
That's
so the
unconscious,
sister,
supposedly.
Exactly. And the sister's not going to sign it. She said, I'm not going to sign it because I don't really want him to take care of it because he's – I guess he's in control of everything, or he's very controlling, and he doesn't really take much care of her or good care of her.
Right.
And apparently, based on what he texted here to Rebecca, there's no one else that can possibly take care of him. No, this is just that she'll fly like a niece from like Florida to take care of her, which I don't know how that works, but whatever. So we wanted to know if you're able to go to the patient's home to see if she is conscious and she can sign the waiver. If she's not, then it's in Bucks.
Where in Bucks County?
Some
Bucks is close, some Bucks is far.
Zip code is 19067.
19067, let me see. Move over, genius. Fuck out my way, dog. Sorry.
Don't run nobody up there. Oh, this is near PA and New Jersey.
Yeah, that's extensive. Let me see. What's the zip code?
19067.
All right, 19067.
Yeah, it's
Yardley.
Right next to
Trenton is like is central Jersey. So
the address is 859 Crown Street. In case you want to check it out.
That's not too bad. That's not too bad. With not much traffic, it's not too bad. When it's not traffic, getting over there. What's the address?
859 Crown Street.
859 Crown Street.
Oh, damn, that's far from me. I'm looking at the map. I'm like, that's not far, but it's because I'm in Jersey. Ha, that's far from you.
Right. Let me see. 859 Crown Street. And let me see.
That's Morrisville.
Morrisville. Right.
What happened? Wait, you're breaking up. Yep, there you go. Morrisville.
You said Morrisville, right?
Yeah, that's what came up on my Google.
All right, Morrisville. What? No, that's not too bad. That's not too bad. Let me. As long as they have somewhere I can park.
It looks like. I mean, I think it looks. Let me see. Let me check. Oh, it's in the mountains. I think there's a park. Yeah, it's like houses and houses and houses.
That wouldn't be good if it's in the mountains with the snow we had.
Oh, that's right. I'm here like, what are you talking about? This picture looks crystal clear. I forgot outside. It's disgusting.
The picture is not going to be from today.
No, I know.
Done by, yeah.
It's just my brain is fried today, and I'm looking at it. It's like it doesn't look bad, but then I looked out the window. In reality
you
check.
Understand them. All right, I'll look at it. I'll see. It ain't going to be today. Tomorrow, I'll see in the afternoon.
Okay,
I'm
cool.
I'll be downtown Philly by 4:30 tomorrow at the latest. So,
do you want me to email with all this fun stuff so you have
yep.
it just in case? Okay, okay, mm-hmm. will do. Thank you, Aaron.
Yeah. Okay.
I appreciate it. Okay, cool. Thank you.
All right.
Okay, bye.